Luba Mikey, so a very, very good morning. How are you?
Well, how about yourself?
Yes, excellent, thank you. Haven't got into a lot of trouble
you
today.
You haven't. Surprising for a Wednesday.
It is surprising for a Wednesday. All right, but today I get to write my News 24 article, so one never knows.
What? Coronavirus didn't get into trouble, I don't know what will.
I think people just didn't know how to handle that coronavirus article. I think that's what happened there. Like they just looked at it, shook their heads and said, all right, I don't know what this guy's on. Exactly. For a change. All right. So, Luba, one of the conversations, that Zanati and I were having earlier was, it's a ridiculous story as far as I'm concerned. Kim Kardashian has been accused of cultural appropriation because she wore her hair in braids at a Yeezy show. Yeezy, of course, being the fashion line, of her husband, Kanye West. There's a photo of her with her child, also wearing braids, and of course Kanye is black, her child is black, she's wearing braids, but I mean, should it even matter that her husband is black and her child is black? What is wrong with the world that we scream how dare you at everybody? And what is this cultural appropriation business?
Howard, I can't help you because you're the one that raised the husband's and the kid's skin color. You know, I struggle with this because I understand culture, but here's my issue. I feel that as much as we want to cast things in stone, culture is a moving target and very dynamic. So, you know, I grabbed our 15-year-old who's a, as you know, an ardent feminist and a defender of all things that I can't understand. And I said to her, what do you think about this? And she exploded. And she said, how dare she? And I said, why, what was wrong with this? And she gave me a whole trip that I didn't understand. And from my daughter's perspective, I see part of it, but I'm still not sold. Let me tell you what the brainy 15-year-old told me. She said, during the slave era, slaves would use their dreads and they would kind of braid their hair, and that's how they would communicate. So if there were, let's say, three strands, it meant that now, Zanati, when you're running for freedom, you got to go across three streets and then you find your home and dry. So it was a means of communication. And therefore, how dare people take this, because the significance of it to the black Americans is quite traumatic and deep. Now, Howard, I sympathize with that, but let's take a step back. Slavery is fairly modern. So when I try to do some research on whether it is braiding or dreadlocks or whatever, it goes back thousands of years. So you look at, you know, mummies in Egypt that apparently had these, and you've got some artifacts from Egypt. So you're going back 3,000 years. Then you're going back to, I think, parts of Europe and in Greece and in Rome and wherever, and you go to the Hindu culture. So it's difficult for me to say this one group of people can claim braids or dreadlocks, because you're going to North Africa, you're going to Europe, you're going to Asia. So you can safely say it goes back 3,000 years plus to various cultures. In the more modern interpretation, it might be associated, let's say, with the African community. But having said that, I mean, let's be honest, black Americans don't really care much about Africa except when it's convenient for them. In this case, to claim a heritage or something like that. Now, I ask myself, tongue in cheek, look around the studio, and I hope you don't get anything thrown at you. Why is it acceptable for black women to wear wigs and to buy extensions from India, Lindy, that doesn't look African?
Right, both Lindy and Zanati raised that as an issue earlier.
Nobody complains. So when black people take somebody's culture, it's fine, it's cool, it's fashionable, it's easy, it's practical. But if somebody who's not black takes on what we perceive as black culture, then suddenly, whoa, hold on, how dare you? And I think that's double standards.
Yeah, I found it bizarre, completely bizarre, because, you know, it goes back to, I think, this whole notion of telling people to swim in their lanes. It's a complete absurdity, because if we're going to be so protective of culture and history, and, well, then, okay, so I'm going to say, well, as a Jewish person, nobody's allowed to use certain words if they're not, like, it becomes ridiculous. You know, the one thing that I do firmly believe is that it isn't a South African thing. you know, when we look at Heritage Day, and we were talking about this as well earlier, is when you see white women wearing Shwestwe fabric with, and people react fantastically. They say it looks beautiful, it's well done, it looks great, because it's actually a compliment, and we're embracing each other's culture, and we're getting to know different things about each other. What is this nonsense that just because, braids might have been at one point associated with one thing that is negative, and I get that, and of course I sympathize with that, but it doesn't mean that for thousands of years, hundreds of years thereafter, it needs to be, I just think this how dare you culture is so dangerous.
I actually even think when it comes to cultural appropriation, white people are the main target for criticism, because I feel like if a Chinese person randomly rocked braids, it wouldn't be a thing.
Oh, that's so interesting. I wonder. And we've actually seen it before.
That's why I said it's a race issue primarily, because, and it's prominent in America, but when white people do it. So for instance, if a famous chef wants to cook Chinese, then it's appropriation, but any of us can swing and do whatever. And that, I think Zinati's got a point there, that it's who does it, not the issue itself. And I think there's an underlying issue that we need to deal with rather than, what somebody's doing.
Yeah. I mean, we've had it as well in America where somebody, I remember, went to a prom dance.
Yes,
I think in a kimono. Of course it was a white girl. She went to a prom dance in a kimono or something like that. And it was, the abuse that she received because she had culturally appropriated Japanese attire. And
okay, so here's the thing. I've got a Chinese friend, Simon. Do forgive me, that's the name he uses. I'm sure he might have another one, but we'll not go there. Now, he gave me an item of clothing, I don't want to call it a jacket, but typical Chinese dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Right.
And I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me, and he gave my wife, something suitable for ladies. And I've always said, it's a fine garment. I mean, it's made of really quality fabric and it looks great. But I've always said, if I wear this, how will people react? And it's almost in some ways stopped me from wearing it. I've had it, I'm sad to say, for almost 10 years. And it's sitting, holding pride and joy in my wardrobe.
Does it still fit you?
I'm too scared to wear it. My wife has worn hers.
Right.
And she's received tremendous compliments.
Right. It's just so interesting. I feel like of all the things in all the world, this is the thing that we choose to get outraged about.
It really is.
Because Kim Kardashian walks into a fashion show with braids in her hair.
Do you know what the thing is also? I think with Kim Kardashian, there's an underlying thing, because especially just with the whole Kardashian family, a lot of us black women get angry at the fact that they do go for black men. They're always with black men.
That's interesting. Is that a
and
thing?
Is yeah, that, it is, that a thing that in our heads, why are you taking our black men?
And just because, come on, you don't want Kanye.
And just
nobody
because,
wants Kanye.
Anyway, no, because a lot of people are like, just
I think
because,
she did you a service by taking Kanye.
No, because everybody's always like, just because you date black men does not mean you're black. So it's kind of like, why are you trying to take our whole identity?
Can I throw a spanner in the works? Is it because you date black men or successful black men? Because if you go and find a guy who's a real bum out, with nothing, I don't think people care. That the issue in the black community is that when black men become successful, they tend to go for white women. And that's what irritates the daylights out of the black ladies.
It's a common.
So that's case in point. Look at all our sportsmen. So look at our captain, look at whether it was Herschel Gibbs. So the trend is that sports people and musicians in South Africa, and I think in the UK and in America, when they become successful, somehow they're perceived to find black ladies not good enough for them. And I think that's what really drives the ladies angry. So when you look at
Kim, is that the issue?
Especially when it comes to Kim Kardashian.
Is it really about Kim or the fact that she's married a successful black musician, and how dare now she do this? So had they been relatively poor people, nobody would have cared. Even if she was white, it wouldn't have mattered. You see, that's why I'm saying there's other issues at play, and we simply, it becomes convenient to hang it around cultural.
Yeah. Well, without being rude, Zanati, is Mr. Amsterdam black or white?
He's white.
So is that okay?
Oh, no, that's completely okay.
Do you get the point, Howard?
That's exactly the point, Luba. Your point is absolutely well made. It's very, very interesting.
His name was Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was the best known golfer, but Tiger Woods identified himself as, you know, a bit Asian and this and this. He never said black American or anything. He leaned towards his mother's racial background. When things went completely haywire and pear-shaped for Tiger, the black community in America had no sympathy for him because he had never identified with them. And he had a white wife, and they thought, well, it will serve you right. That's what you'll get.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Luba's very right. I think
sometimes...
And then
sometimes... like, with a black lady, you wouldn't have been having these issues.
Absolutely that's fascinating.
Yeah. We just use that cultural appropriation as just something to kind of cover up the underlying issues, because there are a lot of underlying issues.
So that's obviously what it is. And that's why this conversation is brilliant.
How dare you shop across the color barrier? That's the issue.
But Luba, just to, because we are going to run out of time shortly, your view, do you agree that it's much less a South African issue, this cultural appropriation, than it is anyone overseas?
No, it really isn't, Howard. And personally, I'm not hung up about it, because remember, I've always said that culture is dynamic and tradition and things are dynamic and they aren't cast in stone. So it's hard for us to claim things that we can't even prove in a written form that they were really ours. And I think in the blending of things, it's perfectly fine. I mean, people are stealing from each other. If you like something from a particular culture and you think it works for you, why not? And in South Africa, I think we don't have that problem, but we tend to respond often to what we see across the Atlantic.
Yeah, Ilan Ossendriver, the photographer, he's just a message, and I think it's a brilliant point he makes. He says, imagine if we attacked Johnny Clegg for his Zulu music.
Do you know what the difference is?
I mean, can you imagine? We wouldn't have it. We'd be deprived of the magnificence of his music because, don't go there.
Do you know what the thing is, though, with Johnny Clegg? I think the difference is that a lot of people accepted him because he actually went deep into the culture.
No, I think that it's not a South African thing.
Right?
I think it's not a South African thing. When I play different music here on the station, and we see Khoni G from Cape Town blend using the Khayelitsha singers with Hebrew music, and it blends together. Mm. It's uplifting. It enriches us. We'll be a lot poorer if we didn't open ourselves up to the beauty in other cultures. I think it's so sad, actually.
It's very, very sad.
How did people respond to Paul Simon, though, with Graceland and Black Mambazo?
I think very well. I don't recall seeing any comments around cultural appropriation then. So maybe they just don't like Kim Kardashian. Do you think after all? But I think what Zanati said earlier is absolutely right. And what you're saying, Luba, is that there are the underlying issues, and it's actually got less to do with just cultural appropriation. Kim says, "What about fusion food? Fusion music." Absolutely. I think we are so enriched for it that when we embrace other people's cultures, other people's fashion, music, style, what a sad, sad world we would be living in if we had to stick to that which we've always known.